98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 63. Rain in the forecast. Most of the day is going to clear out before 5 o'clock. Most of the rain should be out of the area. But on your morning commute, you're going to be dealing with rain all the way till about lunchtime. In the Madhouse, getting ready for his big celebrity basketball game tomorrow. Providence Day School, 5800 Sardis Road. Former Carolina Panther, now watch the Redskins. You know we still love Josh Norman. What's up, big dog?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We got the homie in here.
Yeah, man, it's early. I'm a little early, man. I tell you, this is pretty
cool. What time do y'all have to normally wake up?
We get up if you early, have practice. Too. Yeah. Some people, 6:30, 7 a.m. Okay. So it's about the same. Y'all probably in here early.
That's sleeping in for us.
That's like mid-afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. So, but right now, it's kind of whatever. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. When do y'all actually start back, like, with your voluntary workouts and stuff like that?
What's the 15th?
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, so got, like, what, 10 days or something like that?
Mm. Yeah.
You got your big celebrity basketball game coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. Who's going to be in the building for it?
Well, yeah, we do. It's going to be pretty cool, man. We teaming up with the Boys and Girls Club of America, my nonprofit organization, Stars 24, and we bringing out some heavy hitters this time. And we was in the Queen City, I think a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we started back in Greenwood, South Carolina, we've just been putting these things on, you know, getting guys out to come and support, you know, the nonprofit organization and doing everything they can to show up. It's a big thing to see the kids come out. And the celebrities interact with them, and they get to see them. And it's not every day you get one of those guys come down and see a kid, and a kid be able to see one of their idols.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big thing. I think we got Cam in the building.
Okay.
He'll be there, and then you got Luke.
Luke Kuechly gonna be in the building.
Yeah, man, that's my bud, man. He's coming down. He's going to support us this year. We got T.O. T.O. going to be coming
Terrell.
Down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Terrell.
Terrell. Yeah. He can come down and play a little bit.
He be hooping for real.
Yeah,
all them boys be hooping for real. Yeah. I mean, all of them be hooping. But we're going to have Moose. Moose Sam.
Yeah, Moose Sam still live here. Shout out to Moose.
He's still here, so he's going to come out here. He's one of my guys. Trey Boston. He's going to come back to town. Landon Collins.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, Landon Collins.
New Redskin for the game.
All right. Yeah, he's going to be in town. Then you have Renee Montgomery. So
Oh, wow.
She's going to be out here, WNBA. And it's going to be pretty cool, man. We're going to have a nice little crowd. A nice little crowd of people that's going to be here. I'm thinking some more. If I left anybody off, you definitely want to come to the building and see who that is. So. It's going to be pretty cool.
All right, we got more with Josh. When we come back, we're going to talk about when the game is, where it is, how much to get in, and what it benefits when we come back. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
No Limit Larry!
Join
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Pod 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the Wonder Madhouse. Josh Norman is live inside the Madhouse. Big celebrity basketball game going down tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Going down at 5800 Sardis Road at Providence Day School. Josh, what time the game pop off?
Yeah, man. Shoot, I'm about to tell you, but I was a little distracted. The boss came in. What in the world? Everything all right?
He came in with that mean look, didn't he?
He did.
Off, man. Don't worry about early. It. He a Redskin fan,
shoot,
too.
Good morning, Mr. Redskin.
I am. Let the day get started. All right, back to your question.
Yeah, when the, what time the game popping off tomorrow?
Man, the game, the doors open up at 11 a.m. It's $10 at the door, and the game starts at 12:30. So if you want to get there around like 10:30 just to get in early, it's going to be we're expecting a pretty large crowd. So that was my advice, to get there early if you can. But like I said, the doors open up at 11. It's $10 at the door, and the game starts at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your foundation, and that you're also teaming up with Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. So my foundation, Stars 24, teaming up with Boys and Girls Club of America. We are putting on this event this year out here in Charlotte. It's one of the things that always was dear to me. It was deciding between, you know, my hometown of Charlotte this year, and we decided to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to be a bigger, more of a success for us in that partnership because I feel that I needed someone to, you know, lean on. Right? Gretchen, these guys have been doing it for 160 some odd years.
Man. Yeah.
And that's big time when you're looking for a partnership. So they're going to help us support us in every way we can with Star 24. And back in my hometown, we also doing this big project that's open up June 1st for the summer programs. It's an 8-week thing that's going to be going on. It's like over 400 youth that's going to be active and involved in it. It's at no cost to the kids. So they can come and have their summers over at the Brewer school that would be out there in Greenwood, South Carolina. So it's a big thing for them. And the AFT school program is going to continue in August. So when they go back to school, they're also going to have an AFT school program for them. So it's big, man. Some big things that's going on. And we're going to open the building officially, Stars 24 and Boys and Girls Club of America building in my hometown, Greenwood, South
Carolina.
That's
dope.
January 1st, 2020.
That's
congratulations.
Dope.
Let's go.
Hand clap. Awesome.
Hand clap. And speaking of Boys and Girls Club, got my man Tony in here from the Boys and Girls Club. Oh,
yeah. Tony.
Tony, what's good with you, man? So what do you do, Tony?
I work for Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and I work with a lot of our corporate partners and some of our celebrities that are involved with Boys and Girls Club. So we've been working with Josh now for 2 years, And one of the first things he mentioned to me was he wanted to open up his own youth center in Greenwood, South Carolina. So to see that, actually this afternoon we're meeting with the architect back at the hotel. So just to see that come to fruition for him, man, I'm proud of him and happy for him as well.
When you work a lot with the celebs that get involved with the Boys and the Girls Club. Like, what do y'all look for when y'all look for celebrities to get involved with the Boys and Girls Club? Because, you know, sometimes celebrities just want to write a check and they don't really want to be involved. So what do y'all look for, Tony?
Time, talent, and treasure.
Time, talent, and treasure.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Time,
and
talent.
A heart that really wants to give back and help young people. So, you know, we're very selective about who we partner with. Like Josh mentioned, we've been around for 160 years. So we've been very fortunate to have some really, really unique people involved with our organization. Obviously, Denzel is the spokesperson. So once he heard Josh was involved, he was like, all right, I got to meet him. They had a chance to meet last year.
Very selective.
Very selective. Pre-screening process.
like TSA, London, Heathrow. Only one bag.
But it's been great, man. It's been a great partnership, and looking forward to tomorrow.
Shout out to Boys and Girls Club. We do a lot of work with them also. Yep. Specifically, I got to shout out my brother, Cedric Cook. Mr. Cook.
Yeah, Mr. Cook.
I know Cedric.
Cook been in the community.
He's been doing it for a long time.
For a long time. Yeah. He's so passionate about it.
He
so
is.
Shout out to Cook, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, big shout out to him. We was there for the Dwight Howard Boys and Girls Club that came about, you know, the Milton Road Boys and Girls Club here, the West Boulevard one. Well, you know, like Ms. Jessica said, we work a lot with the Boys and the Girls Club.
Of course.
And even the one in Gastonia, we do work down there too. So,
and shout out to you, Josh, because sometimes when athletes aren't playing in the city anymore or around the area, they leave that area. You continue.
Josh won't come back.
You continue. To
Josh won't come back.
Hey, watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
He might can't say it, but I'm going to say it.
Nah, he ain't said it, so it ain't true. He's staying in D.C.
You see, he laughing, though. Well, come back. You,
man. Just come visit us, Josh. We like the visits, but keep playing up there in D.C.
What's the new owner of the brother? David, what's his name?
Temperament.
Moneybags.
Yeah, Moneybags. Let's go talk to Moneybags.
Moneybag Tep. That's his name.
Josh Norman back.
Nah, we
got swag.
We good. Now, Josh, how long have you been doing your celebrity games?
No, man, since what? I started in the league, actually. 2012.
Really?
Wow.
When I first, you know, founded Stars 24. It popped off 13. First one was 2013. I first originally started doing this. And the reason why was because, you know, back in my hometown, I never heard of our just Greenwood, South Carolina, little, you know, county was being the number one murder rate in the state of South Carolina at that time. Just guys doing stuff that just, you know, it wouldn't be coming of them. I never knew that. Or us as a, you know, little county. But When I saw that, that was something I must have to do, and I did, and that was the first one we had, and it was a huge success. Whole city came out to it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because we've been recently involved in a larger conversation about the community work that we do, and it not being enough to stop the violence. So they're saying, you know, like a celebrity basketball or an after-school program isn't enough. Why do you think, why is it important, why are those programs important to be able to stop violence in our community?
Well, you know, that's a double-edged sword kind of question if you look at it, because what if you don't have those things?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What if you don't? Then you have an outcry. Oh, y'all don't do enough. Y'all don't do anything at all.
Right.
But when you do something, then you're still going to cry about it.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be that, what do you want? What are you going to do more? So should we do this 24/7, 365 every day?
Yeah.
It's still going to be a, you know, out where somebody's going to have a problem with somebody and altercation is going to come out.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, what can you do? You know, what is your purpose? How much you put towards your purpose? And mine is helping people and trying to give back as much as I possibly can. I can't be worried about, you know, all the other stuff that comes along with it. Like, why are you not doing stuff over here? Why are you not doing there?
Right.
Why is it not enough? Are you showing, you know, these type of people or those type of people the same as you showing those people? I can't be concerned about it. I can only do what, you know, I'm told to do in that direction and follow the best I can. And it's just hard sometimes, but you just keep your head and keep driving. You'll be where you need to be.
All right, coming up, man, we got more with Josh. We're going to find out what exactly is the Stars 24 Foundation and more on the game at Spot 88.
No Limit Larry!
I got go off like Josh Norman. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Josh Norman is live inside the Madhouse. Josh, when you heard your name on the song, what'd you thought, man? What was your thought pattern? Hov said your name in the song.
You know what, man? To be honest with you, I had a little story about that.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Share.
No, it's just, I don't know. It'll come out later, but it's just me and him. We was just riding, I think it was in Beverly Hills. We was in L.A.
Because that's just a normal day. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, that's what we meant. Right. I don't know why. But no, I was in the car with him. I was riding. I didn't even think nothing of it. Long story short, started playing the song. And I was like, I know what this is. Let me listen to it. Okay, cool. I'm listening to it. And I'm just hearing it, you know, getting down to it. And I heard my name go by. And I was jumping. Whoa, wait a minute. Rewind that. What happened? He's like, yeah, play it again. So he went through it. I was like, he started saying in his own words. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of crazy, yo.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah. And I didn't know it was going to come out. I was like, yeah, so keep it a secret. So I ain't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So like whole 5 months for his whole like album, whatever drop, you know, I already heard it. And I was like, dang, that's kind of crazy. But at the same time, you know, I'm one of those guys that I really like to be low as the ants.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really like to boast and brag about things that happen. I just let them happen and I go through to the next thing. And it's just one of those things that when it came out, you know, everybody like, why you ain't busting? Why you ain't playing it? Why you ain't shooting all over your stuff? I'm like, because, man, it was just like something I heard and it was a good deed. And I'm not really that type of guy to be doing all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was respects from, you know, one of the best who's ever done it. So it was just like a, you know, a tip my hat to him in a way.
Wow.
Now, Josh, you low key, like off the field, we see you low key, you do a lot for the community. Now, when you transform into a different animal on the field. Like, where does that fire burn from?
Do you have a field name, like an alter ego name?
Because, you know, I've seen you on the field, like up close, whatever. And personal is crazy. So, like here, like I see, you know, the work you do in the community and definitely, you know, your demeanor off the field. But on the field, you're a beast.
Bruh. Yeah,
how do you transform that?
Different personalities.
Yeah.
I think we all have that in us.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's just like when you go to work mm-hmm. and when you're not at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're somebody totally different. For me, that's the dark night, man.
Dark night.
You call him dark night.
Dark night.
He didn't channel that mode, man. It's just like Bruce Wayne. He come in and, you know, have a conversation with him. Go to work. And then he, you know, go into the bat cave and transform. So for me, it's one of those things of transforming
mm-hmm.
into something else. Because, you know, in between those lines, I can't be, you know, Josh outside those lines can't, how would I say, hold the guy inside down.
Mm. Is there a player that you like really, really going at it on the field and y'all talk junk to each other?
You know what? When I was younger, yeah, that happened when I was like early on in my career. Four or five years ago. The last three has kind of been like, whatever.
That's because you don't want to be up there.
Who was it 4 or 5 years ago? Who was that player 4 to 5 years ago?
It was OBJ? Everybody, though. It wasn't just him. It was just challenging people in general. Mm-hmm. Just if you step up to the line, like, you know you're going to have a long day. Mm-hmm. And whether, you know, you talk to me, it's not going to be one person that's going to out-talk me inside of it.
Yeah, we know.
But the thing is, the wide receivers are so finite, like finicky. They are so, like, easy to break. Yeah. And it's just so fun to see it, though.
You know who you remind me of, man?
It's just like, it's so easy to, like, do it.
And, you know who you remind me of? He remind me, he's like the Gary Payton of football.
Yeah, okay, wow, there you go, Gary. But no, it's just so easy to do it, but over time, it's just something that you mess, and you just, whenever you want to do it, you do it, and you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But guys now know it just... You know, just leave that guy alone and let him do his thing.
Now, we were. You said that the celebrity game is here, mm-hmm. not in the hometown, but you're also shipping people or you're bussing people from your hometown.
Yes, don't I say am. Shipping in black people.
I'm sorry.
Josh Norman is not shipping.
He's not shipping anybody.
We're not shipping no black people.
I changed it, Larry. I said bussing.
Wait a minute. Did you ever say shipping in black people?
Okay, let me rephrase it. You're bringing people from your hometown.
Exactly.
Where is conversation going?
Providing transportation.
Look, see how they do? They take it left, Josh. They took it all the way left.
You're going to have Josh at the center of a human trafficking ring.
NAACP gonna be all over him.
How many people are you bringing from your home?
God. Conversation went left so far.
Perfect. You
thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
You the one said it. Josh shipping.
How many people are you bringing from your hometown?
Go start.
Y'all tripping. But no.
Come on, Josh. Tell us how many people you was shipping up here.
Oh, yes. Hold on one more second.
You're actually bringing in people from your hometown. You're actually bringing a certain number of families. How many families are you bringing?
Yeah, so we're bringing in what? 200?
Wow.
200.
Wow. 175, somewhere between 175 and 200 kids, man. And
that's dope.
It's like families because they got to come with one of their parents, guardians.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like 175, 200 families
would
be bussing up from Greenwood to come to Charlotte for the event.
That's dope.
Usually I do double. Double, so I do one off in another city or wherever I'm at, and then I do one always in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we were doing something so big with the Boys and Girls Club, we decided to, you know, bring it all together in one mm-hmm. central location. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're busing up. And we'll be back to Greenwood, South Carolina in 2020.
That's what's up.
But we bring in the Boys and Girls Club and Stars 24 Club to Greenwood, South Carolina this year. So that's a big feat in itself.
What is your Stars 24 Foundation? What do you do with your Stars 24 Foundation? Like, what does it encompass?
So it's enrichment of kids, youth, ages 8 to 16, basically physical outlet and play, and STEM as well, go along with that, and educating them, informing them to be who you want to be tomorrow. So it's just one of those things we try to help out and instill all the necessary things that they would need to go out into this world to be a better person.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. Big celebrity game tomorrow going down at Providence Day School, 5800 Sardis Road. Doors open up at 11. Game pops off at 12:30. Cam Newton in the building. Luke Kuechly in the building. Josh Norman. Tara Owens, to name a few. It's going to be crazy. Tickets just $10. You can get them at the door.
Yeah, man. You can, man. You can get them at the door. See guys that you normally see on TV or whatever the case may be. They won't be at one time, but you'll get to see them, like, shake a few hands and take pictures. And it's going to be a fun-filled event, man. It's very exciting to have those guys in the building. And it's hard to get guys, you know, do what we do, to have their schedules line up, all line up the day that you need them to be there.
Mm.
And it's all a word of mouth and, you know, not paying anybody anything to do.
Right.
It's just them out of their time. So And I truly appreciate the guys that's going to be out there because it's hard to get guys nowadays doing stuff. So.
Tomorrow, me and Butterfingers are actually be in the building. I'll be hosting Butter, be DJing tomorrow. Join us. We get ready to play Black Smart. Josh, you want to play Black Smart with us?
Sure, man. Why not?
Oh, we're going to talk some football, too.
Live from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. This is WPG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.